Okay, so we're up to Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Now, in order to understand this Mishnah, what you need to know is something called the concept Me'ila. So Me'ila, essentially, in a nutshell, is when you use some sort of consecrated property, some sort of property that we call Hekdesh, use it for a personal benefit or a secular use, really just for the wrong thing, then you are liable for violating the prohibition of Me'ila. So Mishnah Beis says as follows: Hanosin Sheklo L'Chaveru L'Shkol Al Yado. Let's say a person gives a shekel, right? The person gives the machs a shekel to their friend, and essentially they say to their friend, "Please give this for me." In other words, they're appointing their friend to act as a shliach, to act as some sort of an agent to contribute their machs a shekel for them. Ushkalo Al Yade Atzmo, and then this little whippersnapper over here, he decides, you know what? I'm going to contribute this machzah shekel for myself. So says the Mishnah, if he did this, if he basically, so like he stole from the guy, so what does he do? So what happens in this situation? Im nisrima truma ma'al. If when the guy actually gave the shekel, gave this machzah shekel to the Beis HaMikdash, and on his own behalf, right, when he was supposed to be on behalf of his friend, if, right, the same as Mishnah Aleph, this is the same idea that if the funds had already been taken from the temple while it was sort of on the way, after his friend had given it to him, but before he gave the shekel, then in that situation, if the funds were taken while it was en route, so in that situation, the friend's shekel is already considered to be sort of like the property of the Beis HaMikdash, and in that situation, the shliach has therefore committed me'ila because he used consecrated property, right? He used his friend's shekel to be his own shekel, and his friend's shekel was already considered actually a given machzah shekel. If, right, alternatively, the money had not been withdrawn yet, then essentially all the shliach would have to do over here is just he would have to just pay his friend back for a shekel that he took from him. That was case one. Case number two: Hashokel Sheklo Mim Os Hekdesh. Let's say someone, a very giving person, they contribute their machzah shekel, but they contribute the machzah shekel from some sort of funds from the temple. In other words, someone had some coins, and they said, "This is for the temple." And then all of a sudden, they didn't realize, but they take the coin from this pile, and he says, "This is going to be my machzah shekel." So he gives his machzah shekel from this. So what do you do in that situation? So says the Mishnah, Im Nisrima Truma Vikarva Habahima. We don't go based on from when the funds were taken out of the treasury area. Rather, we wait Im Nisrima Truma Vikarva Habahima. Right, first you wait to see if the money was withdrawn from the Beis HaMikdash, from the temple chamber where the money is stored, and to see if an animal is brought from these funds, from the funds that are withdrawn. In that situation, if that happened, ma'al, then the person who gave the money has committed me'ila, has violated the Isra me'ila. However, if a carbon is not offered from the money, from this money, then the person would not have violated me'ila in that situation. And the third case is midmei ma'aser sheni midmei shvius. Let's say a person paid their machzah shekel with ma'aser sheni money or with what we call shemitah funds, shemitah money. So in that situation, yochal kenegdan, the Mishnah offers a very simple solution. All he has to do is he has to eat food that corresponds to the value of this money. In other words, so a person gave machzah shekel from Meister Shani funds, right? So all he has to do then is he has to eat this machzah shekel amount of other Meister Shani of other food to make it as if the Meister Shani. In other words, sort of to kind of explain this in a little slightly a more comprehensible way, what the guy has to do is that so he gave machzah shekel worth of the Meister Shani money. So now what he has to do is he has to take another machzah shekel essentially and say that this should be really in place of the Meister Shani money, or of the Shemitah funds that I had already put in, right now. So now the money he's holding receives the sanctity. Then he takes that money and he goes buys new food, and then the food that he buys with this money, that is considered to have the kedusha. And then the machzor shekel that he gave originally from the shemitah money or the ma'aser sheni money, that is considered to be accounted for the machzor shekel, and all is good in the world. Moving forward to Mishnah Gimel now, so Hamachanes Maos. Let's say a person decides to save up for his machzor shekel, so he puts away small amounts of coins, over a period of time, in order that this eventually will add up to be his machzor shekel donation. He says at the beginning, when he starts collecting them, he says, let these be consecrated for my shekel obligation. So when in that situation, Beishamai Mosarn Nadava. Beishamai say that let's say the guy saves enough money for the machzor shekel and then some. So this is Beishamai. The extra money also goes to the Beis HaMikdash, and it's considered to put in the tzedakah fund for all the voluntary offerings. That's where the extra money goes. So in other words, he saved, let's say, two machzor shekels worth. So one machzor shekel is used for the machzor shekel fund, and one the other is used for the voluntary communal offerings fund. But uveis hillel omrim mosaran chulin, right? It says, Beis Hillel, what are you talking about? The extra money that gets consecrated, that should just go the machzor shekel goes to the machzor shekel, and the rest is not hekdesh at all. It's just considered to be regular money. Shavi mehen l'shikli. Well, let's say if at the beginning when he started putting money away, he said that I will bring my shekel. Shavi mehen l'shikli, that I will bring my shekel from them, from these coins. Shavin shemosaran chulin. Everyone agrees that the extra money is going to be not really consecrated. It's going to be chulin. Why? Because over here it's clear that his intention was that this will just be a fund to get his machzor shekel out of, and the rest is just going to be chulin, and that's clear from the language he used. But when it's not clear, that's when the machlokas of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel exists. But now we have the following situation. Ilu lechatas. Let's say someone says he has to bring a chata, so he starts collecting money for his chata. So he says ilu lechatas. Let this money be for buying a chatas offering that I have to bring. So in that situation, Shavin Shahamosar Nadava, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel would both agree that the extra money would remain consecrated, right? Would remain hekdesh, and would have to be given to the funds for the voluntary communal offerings, right? Sha'avi mehen lachatas. But let's say someone says that I will bring a chatas from them. Shavin Shahamosar Chulin. Everyone agrees that the remainder of the money, after you buy the chatas offering, that the remainder of the money is going to be unconsecrated. Now, we've gone a little bit long, but Mishnah Dalet is so connected, so let's just do Mishnah Dalet very quickly. So Mishnah Dalet deals with the case of trying to understand why Beis Hillel's opinion changes about when it comes to chatas versus when it comes to machzor shekel. So says Mishnah Dalet, Amar Rabbi Shimon, ma bein shkalim lechatas? What in the world is the difference between shkalim and chatas? That Beis Hillel say when it comes to shkalim that the extra ones don't count for the shkalim, and when it comes to chatas, the extra ones count for the chatas and are considered, in other words, like a hekdesh. So shkalim yishlam kitzpah, says the Mishnah. Well, the reason why, according to Beis Hillel, is because Rabbi Shimon says, because when it comes to shkalim, there is a limit, right? How much? What's the limit of machzor shekel? Machzor shekel. It's quite simple. The chatas in lakis, but when it comes to a chatas offering, there is no limit. A person can spend as much money as he wants, in theory, on a korban chatas, and therefore the extra money for the Beis Hillel case, for machzor shekel, he paskins differently than for the extra money in the chatas case. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af l'shkalim in lehem kitzpah. But says Rabbi Yehuda, that's a very nice idea, Rabbi Shimon. But Rabbi Yehuda says, when it comes to the machzor shekel as well, there is no limit. What does that mean? Shekisha alu Yisrael min hagola hayu shoklim darkanos. Right, when the Jewish people came back to Israel from the exile of Babel, right, during the times of Ezra. So when that happened, they used to use darkanos. That was their basic form of currency. And what did they used to do? They used to give their machzor shekel from a half a darkon, which essentially is equal to two machzor shekels from the original amount chazir l'shkol sulaim. But then after later, there was a collapse of the Persian Empire. So then they went back to using sulaim, and therefore they went back to using the regular machzor shekel. Then chazir l'shkol tivayin uvikshu l'shkol dinarim. Then later on, they switched to using these coins that were called tivayin. That was their unit of currency. And people wanted to use a half tivayin, which are dinars for the shekel. Now that was not allowed because the reason why it wasn't allowed is because dinarim are less than the machzor shekel in the Torah. But we see that machzor shekel doesn't have a real necessary limit. It's sort of just based on the half currency of whatever town you're in. Again, as seemingly as long as it's more than the original machzor shekel of the Torah. So Rabbi Shimon says, Aval pikin yad kulan shava. Nonetheless, everyone's share is always going to be equal. You're always going to give the same amount based on the currency that you're living in, and everyone's going to give the same thing. V'chatas, but when it comes to the chatas karban, zemi v'besela, this one can give a chatas that's worth a selav. Zemi v'beshtaim, this one can give a chatas an animal that's worth two selaim. Zemi v'beshalosh, and this one can give an animal that's worth three selaim. Since the amounts could vary, that's why Beis Hillel has a different opinion for machzor shekel versus Karmel Chata. So that brings us to the end of Mishnah Dalet. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Hey.